they want to get out. They want to make preparations to get out.
Yet that valley shall be filled with water. that ye may drink, both ye and your cattle and your beasts. When they found out what to do, in reading the story, this is what they did. And when they did this, the Lord sent the blessing. Many times before us, it may seem hard of the task that the Lord gives us to do to receive the blessing. But the Lord know what to tell us. And it's going to take faith and confidence in the Lord, love for God, to obey just what He said.
Yes.
I think about Noah in his day. It hadn't rained, but he told him to build an ark.
Yes.
And told him just how many feet to build it, just how much to put in it, what to put in it. But he obeyed to the pattern, right to the left.
Yes.
It brought a blessing. Put a window right in the top. We couldn't look out around and surround him and see what was going on. But he could only look to God. I believe God wants us to look to Him.
Yes. Yes.
There are many people who trust the creature, but not the Creator.
Amen.
God wants us to look unto God, the author and the finisher of our faith,
Amen.
That we might be the blessed people.
Amen.
There's nothing too hard for the Lord to do. There's nothing too hard for the Lord to do. We see this in many places. In the next chapter here, I believe that there is a blessing in it. I don't remember just what verse it starts on. I think the
third verse.
Third verse? Yeah, the widow. Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the son of the prophet, son of Elijah, saying, "Thy servant, my husband, is dead. And thou knowest not that thy servant did fear the Lord, and the creditors is come to take unto him my two sons to be in bonds." Seemed like that was a custom that day. This woman was in serious trouble. We get in serious troubles in going along. And it seemed like her husband feared the Lord. And that was a good point, wasn't it?
Yeah.
He feared the Lord. He did God's service. Now he's gone. And the widow and her two sons, they're going to foreclose on him.
Yeah.
And they're going to take her sons and make bondsmen by him. She appealed unto the Lord.
Yeah.
She made her appeal unto God.
Praise the Lord.
This is what we need to do when we're in trouble.
Yeah.
Make our appeal unto God.
Amen.
We can make our appeal unto the Lord will make a way somehow.
Amen.
God is still on His throne. I'm so thankful to know this, that God is still on His throne. Many times we come to the times in life when we do not know what to do. But we can make our appeal unto God.
Thank the Lord.
It's better to trust the Creator than the preacher.
Yeah.
I've noticed in praying for the sick here late, especially in Sister Juanita's case, Sister John. We didn't have a battle up there with her. She called the French shop here for prayer. She called the cabinet for prayer. She called anybody she knew to come. Is there anybody anywhere can pray the prayer, please? You know, she had this in her mind. This is somewhat pressing the creature instead of the creator.
Amen.
It was quite a while before we could get this over. Brother Williams, can you pray the prayer of faith? We be praying with all of our heart. Pray one prayer right after another, one right after another. Each time, just pouring out our soul to God. Well, neither time would she get anything. Neither place did she get anywhere. She is trusting the creature instead of the Creator. You've got to trust of God.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. I learned in this test. The Lord gave get anything from the Lord. Jesus himself did not do many works around folks that didn't believe. He couldn't. He was Jesus Christ himself. It's going to take faith in us.
Amen.
We got to have a faith in God. This woman made her appeal unto God. And this is when we get in our troubles, what God wants us to do, make our appeal unto God, and then the Lord will tell you what to do.
Yeah.
Then obeying like you should, you'll get the blessing.
Amen.
That takes preparation for a blessing. First, that takes faith and confidence in God to come to him. He that believeth unto thee. The sixth verse in Hebrews. He that cometh to him must believe that he is. And a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. The word warning part is the blessing part. But we must believe that he is. And a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. If we diligently seek the Lord, God will bring it fast. Have faith in the Lord. All right. This woman had faith in God. Elisha said unto her, what shall I do for thee? Tell me what thou hast in thy house.
Now that there just goes a long ways with me, that question right there.
You know, we have a tabernacle here that's not everything.
That's true.
Eternal in heaven. What have you in your house?
Praise the Lord. What have you in your house?
That brings it pretty personal, doesn't it?
Yeah.
What have you in your house? That's right, sister. What have you in your house? That's personal. Oh, dear ones, when it said a pot of oil, I thought about the 25th chapter of Matthew.
Amen.
I thought right away. The 25th chapter of Matthew. They carried the lamb, and some of them carried some oil. We need some oil along this way.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. We need oil along if we're going along.
Yes.
We can't just go this battle without the oil. We're going to have a little oil.
Sure.
If we don't have a little oil, we'll get a little noisy.
Yeah.
We'll be impatient. Praise the Lord. We won't have the grace that we need. We need some oil.
Yes.
And if we got the oil on hand, then God can help us out.
Yes.
What have you in your house?
Praise the Lord.
What have you in your house?
Oh, that meant something wrong.
Deep to my soul. All right. She said a pot of oil. A vessel of what she had it. And he may have not anything in the house, but it save a pot of oil. Preparing for the blessing. Then he said, go borrow a vessel. Go borrow it. Go borrow it. That's the IRD. Go borrow it, the vessels.
Not a few.
Not a few.
Praise the Lord.
I believe the woman had faith, and I don't believe she even got no little bit pots. She might have a little pot of oil, but I mean she just went and got some good big pots. Just a big one, praise the Lord. And just all I wanted. She was willing to take all the scorn and all. She wasn't ashamed carrying them big pots home. I don't think she's ashamed her and her children walking down the road with them big pots. What are this woman doing? Go buy some pots, if not a few.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
In my imagination, I'd be you just getting just as big as they could possibly carry. And she probably had a little pot there.
Praise the Lord. Oh, sometimes I wonder, do we kind of feel like God ain't no big God, just little faith.
Just come to the Lord. Thank God so little. Oh, I believe we're going to have more faith in God.
Amen.
More faith in God.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Prepare for the blessing. Amen. I knew a brother one time. He tells this. He did tell this. I don't know if the priest is still living or not now. But the Lord showed him he needed a car. Every time it was real hard.
He had a big family, and he needed a cot. And he just went and started building the cot.
Praying for the blessing. Didn't know where the cot was coming from, but he just went to building the shed. Preparing for the blessing. Oh, dear ones, I say today, let us have faith in God.
Amen.
God's not just a little puny God. He's a big God. He's a fully able God. And in 1,000 years, his heels is his. Praise the Lord. He supplied all of our needs according to his riches and glory. God's a big God. Praise the Lord. Don't let us look at him as a little God. Let us look at him as a God that's able to supply all of our needs, all of our riches. Now I'm going to tell you, spiritual riches is far greater than any temporal need. You can have all the money in the world that you need, but there's things that you need for your soul to enrich in your life and make you what you ought to be. I'm being good today because the Lord has blessed me. Praise the Lord. The Lord has blessed my soul.
Amen.
And I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord for being good. I come to this meeting just free. Praise the Lord. In my soul. Praise the Lord. Feeling good. Still feeling good. God's blessing my soul.
Praise
the Lord.
Lord.
I've been through some happiness. But the Lord is blessing my soul.
Praise
I thank the Lord for it. I feel good. Praise the Lord. Down in my soul, I feel just as good as I was the day I got saved. Praise the Lord. I feel real rich in my soul. God is real to us today. Oh, it's good. Praise the Lord. It's good for the Lord to give you a little shouting space. Praise the Lord. It's good to have a little shouting space. So we just want to shout while we can. Then when we get in the trial, we still know how to shout. Praise the Lord. The Lord wants us to believe in God. Tell us in these scriptures what to do. When we get in trouble, go to God.
Amen.
Some folks go to the witch. Some go to the different things. Some folks trust in themselves. This is all bad. I'm going to tell you, some folks trust in preachers and people. We trust in God. Praise the Lord. He'll bring you out from this mountain. My soul is encouraged this morning. Press the battle on. Bar and out of you. Thank the Lord. Oh, thank the Lord. She did that the Lord told her. And when thou art come into the door, shut the door upon thee, upon thy son. And thou shalt pour out into those vessels. And thou shalt set aside that all but his food. So she went from him, shut the door upon her and her son, and brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. Came to pass, and the vessels were full. Oh, thanks, Lord. She said unto her son, bring me yet a vessel. Oh, can you? Measure God. Can you just think how great he is?
Amen.
All the vessels. I don't know. She probably had vessels in every room. It don't say how many it was. She just had, she borrowed out a few. She borrowed a lot of vessels.
We have a great number of
vessels. Great number. I'll eat some too. And when the son brought the last one, almost. Oh, can you see how great God is? Can you see how great God is?
Water is still flowing because you got the last one.
I think about some people so tight in gospel giving. You don't know what to be tight in gospel giving. You don't know what this means. You're shutting God out.
That's true.
You're shutting God out. God can't put nothing in and you closing it up. You shutting God out. Negro, that's your treasure. That's your God. Yeah, that rich man comes to Jesus and he go running to him. Good master, what must I do to be saved?
Well, you know the law.
Kept that from a youth, though. Seemed like he wanted to do something you need more than any earthly thing. You need God. You need God's blessing. Blessing of the pure in heart. Well, it's to see God. Preparation to see God. Heart must be pure. Must be pure before you can see God. Can't see into the kingdom until you be born again. No way you can get in. Preparation got to be. You got to have a new birth. Preparation. It takes a new brush. New vision. A new outlook. Get into the deep things of the Lord.
Yes,
man, I want to be strong in the Lord. It takes some preparation for strength.
Yes, it does.
Put on the whole armor of God. That's what it says.
Yes, that's
true.
Put on the whole armor of God. Many people go along, don't want to get sanctified, and say they get saved. Don't want to get sanctified. I never saw such. When I got saved, he started preaching sanctification to me. It was my heart fit.
Amen.
I hungered for it. I wanted it. I thought that this is something you ever wanted better than I already got. I wanted it.
Yeah.
I wanted it. I wasn't drawing back. People draw back, and then when they go, they don't make half consecrations and this kind of thing. They don't get nothing. Some of them don't go through it and don't get a thing. Oh, dear ones, we ought to want to prepare for the blessing.
Amen.
The Lord told the disciple, you tarry at Jerusalem, tarry there.
Yes.
You tarry there until you live me and die with power from on high. You tarry there. Make preparation. There was a preparation here.
Yes.
Suppose they had just scattered all about, and when the blessing come, they wouldn't have been there. They wouldn't have been blessed.
No.
So,
oh, let us obey God. God's got blessings for us. There's blessings for us. There are many people who get saved. Now, I'm not saying that everybody's going to preach and get saved.
No.
I did say one time, I wish the Lord would make for all the preachers out in the congregation. I was thinking about the preparation of what good people it'd be. They made preachers for God. But they
had to help the pastor a little bit.
Huh?
Know how to help the pastor.
Well, if that matures and goes on like it is, the Lord's going to do them like it did in Jerusalem. He's going to scatter them out. He ain't going to let 15, 20 preachers be in one place. This is right. Sure, when you get prepared and get you a quality man or woman, God's got a place for you to put you in. For the word of God to go on. He ain't going to let all of you stay in one place.
No.
I don't believe it.
No.
I don't believe it. I believe it. If something sends something, that will scatter you out.
Yeah.
You won't have a congregation on it. Takes more preachers to run the work of God. Sure it do. The Lord's going to have some apostles, some preachers, some pastors, some teachers, and for the perfecting of the saints and for the work of the ministry. God's work got to go on.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. That's what I see the church. That's what I see.
Yeah.
I see it like that.
Yeah.
God wants quality people to work for him.
Yes, he does.
He wants people filled with God. Praise the Lord. Filled with the Holy Ghost and knowing what to do. We live in a day where there needs to be a greater preparation for the work of God.
Amen.
This is true. Amen. I see this like this and I believe it's like this. Too many are not prepared for what they want to do.
That's right.
I tell the saints, when you get saved, whether the Lord make a preacher out of you or not, you desire the sincere milk of the word. You get God's truth in you. You learn of God.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. And then when God gets ready for the vessel, praise the Lord, the prepared vessel, it'll be something that'll be for God's use, for God's purpose. It'll be made by God.
Yeah.
Lord help us. Good to desire to work for God. That's a blessing. That's a great blessing. But preparation is needed.
Yeah.
Preparation is needed to work for God.
Amen.
Amen. Let us prepare ourselves to work for God. God's got some blessings if we'll just prepare ourselves. The Holy Ghost in sanctification, the Holy Ghost, when you get sanctified, the Holy Ghost has a chance to work for you. You won't draw back. You won't think it's too hard a task to dig the ditches.
Praise the Lord.
to get the invention of the water. You won't think the task is too hard. Raise the Lord to go on and dig the dishes. So the Lord can pour into life.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, let us be willing to dig the ditches. Go the hard way. Praise the Lord for the blessing to come down. Woman wasn't. She was willing to pack the box. Praise the Lord. She was willing to do what God told her to do. Praise the Lord. I don't know. She just started there with that little pot pointing to the big pot. I don't think she's looking at this pot, the little pot. I mean, she's just looking at this. Where's the next message? I don't think she's noticing this at all. Praise the Lord. Obey God. Praise the Lord. Obey God. Oh, dear ones, when we get something from God, something God tells us to do.
Praise the Lord.
We got it. We don't need to look at it. Praise the Lord. It's God working when Jesus was cast, made the first miracle there. Made it turn to the water in your mind. The mother said, throw a little, they feel the water in my mouth. Come to the green, my people. Praise the Lord. There was nothing there. Wasn't a thing there. But what? But somewhere, praise the Lord, when they took this, when Jesus told them to take it to the
governor.
Praise the Lord.
It was a miracle. He didn't make no wine.
He turned.
He didn't make no wine. He didn't make no wine.
All right.
Praise the Lord. He didn't make no liquor. Praise the Lord. But somewhere,
yeah.
Between the places.
<All right.
laughs> When they fill the water pot and you got it to the governor, that turns the water.
Yeah.
The obedience, praise the Lord. The obedience of the act.
Yeah.
The obedience of the children. Brother Mark the miracle.
Right.
The same will be with us today.
Yeah.
If we can obey God, God will work the work.
Yeah.
Don't you see how it is?
Praise the Lord.
Brother William, ditch digging isn't very popular.
No.
They got machines making
parts. Yes. The Lord very much into digging some ditches. In digging ditches, let me tell you something. In digging ditches, you got to throw out something. Don't you never have a ditch.
No.
That's
you got to throw out something. Don't you never have a ditch.
No.
Praise the Lord. You got to get all the dirt out.
Yeah,
get all of this dirt.
All of this dirt.
Get all the dirt out.
Yeah, let's just say it that way. Let us get all the dirt out.
Praise the Lord. Before we can have a ditch, you got to get all the dirt out.
All the sin out, if you want to say it.
Praise the Lord. Oh, but let us make preparations for the blessing. God made it so that we could have it. Praise the Lord.
Yes, he made preparations. Praise the Lord. I'm glad for these truths.
Yes,
they're rich to my soul.
Amen.
Amen. Over here in the next chapter, the fifth chapter, just a little string of these in.
Nail.
Seem like the little girl told him that you go back there. The problem's back there. You got this leper. Miggy.
Praise the Lord.
He had faith enough to go. The little maid told him, but he had faith enough to go. So he went and he's just looking for something great, you know.
Papa just sat back there in his place there. What you come for? Don't be healed. Well, you just go down there and Jordan, you can say the time.
He didn't even come out and wave his hand over him or nothing. He didn't want him. Well, he didn't want him to trust in the creature, did he?
No.
He didn't want him to.
proud.
His servants, they were humble folks. His servants. Servants is all in here. His servants, they told him to do something big.
But I believe we desire to see more.
And I believe we can see more if God can trust us, Lord.
Yeah.
He will get exalted. Yeah. And we'll stay meek.
No.
Praise the Lord. The Lord wants us meek in our heart. Praise the Lord. So God can get the glory out of our lives.
Children singing home, heaven come down, glory fill my soul. You know, that's a wonderful thing to let heaven come down, glory fill my soul. That's a beautiful thing. Well, thank the Lord. I'm thankful for the blessings that the Lord has bestowed upon us. Anyway, in this lesson, it seems like that God is really trying to get over here the real humility of God. My next reference runs to the 40th chapter of Isaiah. I consider this. But I'm getting some truths out of these scriptures. I know they're familiar scriptures, really. I know good and well they are. But there's some deep truths in you.
Amen.
That God wants to use.
Amen.
Deep, deep truths. Pray that the Lord help us as we journey on. Now this prophecy in the 40th chapter of Isaiah is the prophecy of John. That's what it is. Prophecy of John the Baptist. And he said, it's, let's see, the first through the third verse might fit. Let's see what we got here. The word of the Lord came to Jerusalem from the Lord after that Nebuchadnezzar, the captain of the guard, had left him to go from Ramah, when he had taken him bound, being bound and chained among them. Were carried away captive in Jerusalem and Judah, which were carried away captive unto Babylon. Captain of the... Oh, I got the wrong one. I was reading the around me. I thought I had ideas. Comfort ye my people, says the Lord. Speak ye comfortable to Jerusalem, and cry unto her that a warfare is accomplished. Praise the Lord. You know, this is beautiful. That iniquity is pardoned, that she has received of the Lord's name double for all of our sins. When I read this scripture, I see two blessings here. That's for the Christian. Two blessings, I received double.
Yeah.
To me, that's justification. Alright? The voice of him that cried, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight paths in the desert, a highway for our God. This is rich to me. You may not be getting what's going on in my mind. This is basically. For God to come into your heart. This is what John came preaching in the wilderness of Judea, saying in Matthew 3rd chapter, I'm kind of connected. Prepare your way of the Lord. And he said this was spoken of Isaiah the prophet. But on down in here, it says, make crooked straight. You can't get salvation down into a heart and pull out crookedness and stuff down in there. You get saved, it's going to take some preparation. It's going to take preparation here. You got to humble your heart. You got to make straight paths in here. Where paths is crooked, where you're too high up, you got to be brought down. Where you're too low down, you got to be brought up.
This preparation for God to come into a heart and preparation. Sometimes there's a family pride that goes along.
Yeah,
I'm Mr. Johnson's child. I'm Mr. Johnson's child.
That's right.
You know, family pride here. And don't just get down. I'm going to hold these other fellas down here. I'm just don't get down in society and in heart and in mind like Lord up to get the real blessing.
That's right.
It's a lot of stuff like this is keeping the progress of many a soul because they don't get down where God wants them to do.
That's
first, right. to get the blessing. There's preparation for the blessing. I never saw nobody that really break up the folly grounds of their heart and really get what God wants them to get in the condition God wants them to get salvation that they don't get.
This way, getting saved one week and next week, you ain't got nothing. I'm down where you're getting down there to get the right blessing. Huh?
Oh, dear ones, this is a bad display for people that's looking on for an example of God, and you're getting saved every week. Every time there's a meeting.
Yeah.
You ain't getting it.
I don't think you get a thing.
Oh, dear ones, did you get down where God wants you to do? Get and make the plain thing. Here they come. Here they come, Larry and John. We want to be baptized. Here they come. We want to be baptized. What did he say? Bring forth fruit. Meet for repentance. Praise the Lord. Bring forth the fruit. Meet for repentance and I'll baptize you. Praise the Lord. Oh, dear ones, it's taking preparation for God's blessing to come on your soul. Praise the Lord. For you to get something that you can go through life with and that will carry on. Praise the Lord. Then I see him there in the 6th chapter of Hebrews. Go on. To perfection. Go on to perfection. Don't you see? To get the blessing that God wants you to get, you got to obey God.
Yes.
Same heart, same life. Praise the Lord. Oh, dear ones, my heart's burned. I see too much of this shadow work going on. Praise the Lord. And they ain't getting the real blessing in the soul.
Amen.
Brother Stover can be shouting and praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm going to be lacking.
Lord have mercy.
You can't be lacking. You got to get what it got in him.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Yeah. You can't be lacking. Until you get the blessing for yourself.
Yeah.
Right now in your soul. You see what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Yeah.
This is what I'm talking about.
Yes.
To me, this is a great message. Praise the Lord. I'll never be able to preach another. Praise the Lord. It's a great message.
Yes,
preparation for the blessing. It's a great message.
Yes.
Oh, Lord. God just pouring in my soul, blessing my soul.
Praise the Lord. And the rough places be made.
Yeah, rough places may be made smooth. Praise the Lord. It'll stop my Lord, oh, such a hard job. Live for the Lord. It'll stop that job.
No.
So hard.
Oh, dude.
Stop that job.
Yeah.
It ain't hard. It ain't hard. His yoke is easy.
Amen.
And his burden.
Praise the Lord.
It's not a hard thing to live for the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
The thing about it, what makes it hard, the way of a transgressor.
Yeah.
You didn't go all the way. You didn't do all I told you. That's what makes it hard.
Yes, that's right.
Lord, bless us good.
Hosea and Hosea. I don't know, it might be my name for Africa.
Break up the folly grounds of your heart. Come on, I'm calling it. Oh, dear, what about that?
Praise the Lord! Those hard things in there! Break up those things! Praise the Lord! Then you're making the preparation for the blessing of God to come down into your soul, where God can just rain down the righteousness right down into your heart.
Oh, help us to prepare for the blessing.
Praise the
Lord. The difference between the rain and the sprinkler.
That's right, brother. Praise the Lord.
We had some real rain here a few nights ago.
Yeah. Praise the Lord.
I guess brother's raining.
Lord wants to bless you good. Yeah. He wants to bless you good. He don't want to have bless you, he want to bless you real good. Praise the Lord. That's what the Lord wants. Can lepers come to Jesus? Come on, take it. He said, go show yourself. Go show yourself. Wow, on the way. Oh, glory. Far on the way, they begin to look at Peter. Sometimes people back there pondering and wondering, praise the Lord, what must I do? Shall I go at all or shall I not go? Sometimes they get blessed and they move out while on the way. Praise the Lord. The Lord will just bless them real good if they just move out while on the way. Just, I don't believe those folks tarry at all. I believe they just went on.
Praise the Lord.
He's our sacrifice. Praise the Lord. Amen.
think about Jesus in the 11th chapter of John. That was a beautiful picture. And the lamb. Right at the time of the resurrection of Lazarus, before I had prepared for that, he said, take away his son. Take away his son. Take away his son. Whatever hindrance it is. Now, he's saved. Now, look at him. He's been dead for a day. Oh, it's a wonderful thing. There's something we have in our hands to do to make preparation for the blessing. Isaiah says, gather out the sun.
Yes.
That's the highway of the they lift up the sun. Oh, dear ones, every hindering thing that we can find on hand, move it out.
Yeah.
If we want the blessing to come down, move all hindrances that God make known to you. Oh, I know the saints preach this, and I know they preach that, but I don't think they take all the rest of us. Maybe there's somebody over there that ain't very spiritual. Maybe doing something like that, and you have to make sure they put that creature up to the center. Oh, Lord, bless us. And God says, move. No matter who's looking on, you move it. Move at a hindering call. When they did that, Jesus cried out. Father, you go out. I live. You may not say any of these words, but this is a simple sentence. I do all those things. I say this. Believe in that. He jumped back and knows that he's here now. He says, Lazarus!
Beautiful. This is the church.
This was the burden of my heart.
Our life afflictions would get but far
gone. Working for us. Oh, praise the Lord.